Ian is here.
Hey, y'all. How's your doing today?
Hey, Ian.
How's your That's H-M-M. That's Herbert Marshall McLuhan. Okay, he took Herbert's initials, which are old joke. A fat is his initials. H-M-M.
I spent the morning listening to videos of Marshall McLuhan.
We're sorry. We're so sorry.
It was better hearing him live than getting it through the books and secondhand.
Oh, that's Wendy talking. It is.
Wendy, you were listening, watching Marshall this morning.
Yes, I was. And I realized that this show, Payday, is actually contributing to world peace by way of how many times we are all learning to drop our self-identities. It's become less and less important. And, of course, according to Marshall McLuhan, self-identity is cause of a lot of violence.
Oh, how very beautiful. Those are beautiful words. You couldn't be more utterly wrong. What you're wanting is a piece of the world. You're not wanting world peace. If you were wanting world peace, you wouldn't be after it this way. We can assure you, this wonderful ball of wax all rolling around on you, if you could have destroyed it 1,000 times, you would have. But you haven't yet, so you might as well conquer it. Now, what Marshall was actually trying to explain is how you must fit in to the environment that you create. It's the box in the box in the box. We used to do it, living in a box, living in a cardboard box, living in a box. It's a box in a box in a box. So then you have the five bodies. Now you have a level of where your box is located, or if you're in the box, which door of the box opens up to the five bodies. And that's what Marshall was letting out. He couldn't even get it right. Bob's still trying, and this will surely end in tears. However, once you find a way to navigate inside your box, then the message which the world responds to in the form of a medium, which responds to is almost an agar of what will grow out, what will culture, what will beget the essence of the creation that is you, is how you fit into your world. You're not trying to fit into it. It's fitting into you, is actually what he was trying to say. However, nobody. So yummy.
Yeah, that Ian is correct.
He didn't even know what we said.
I have a pointed question. I wanted to know if Clara Mae Hastings is in the Guff, if you could relay anything from her to me.
But she's not in the Guff, but she's just fine. Great. Everything's wonderful.
I wanted to know if she had any details about where her ring is.
It's in her house dress. Her green house dress is a smock. It's in the pocket.
Ion, I have a question regarding the angels that may help me to navigate inside my box. I have three tasks, and I would like you to tell me which angel to assign these tasks to, which of the three angels. So I'll tell you three different tasks, and if you could be so kind to tell me which angels they would apply to. Task one would be to move an object. Task two, alter weather. And task three, assist in alleviating physical body ailments.
Tim Wall can do all of those.
Tim Wall?
Tim Wall. Tim Wall.
T-I-M-A-L-L?
T-E-M. Tim Wall. Tim Wall will do this for you. But then the whole point is it's not a problem. But then you're going to have to do it. All those things you do already. So you can have an angel do it for you. That's fine. But you've got to do it.
You've suggested we watch Believe. And as you're saying this, I'm thinking of Believe with the telekinetic stuff the little girl does. Is that what
telekinesis? Yes, of course. Make this real. See, don't make it in the sweet by and by. We're not fussing about you. We're not fussing. We're okay. You put out a fleece when you don't know. when you're going to have a question, you put out a fleece to find out if you can do it or not, or if it's okay or not, or something. That's not about that. Once you get one step past that, you can know. Then you respond. The weather responds to you, basically.
Okay.
And if you want something moved, you move it, and then you go back there, and it's where you know you moved it. And you don't physically have to touch it.
I did something once that was a little shocking for me. I believe I destroyed someone's vehicle, made it crash, by projecting some rage at it. So this is one of the reasons I'm asking, so that I do things correctly and without just...
You do things correctly. You correctly destroyed it. It's not a problem.
They did deserve it.
Not only did you wreck them, you'd like to kill every one of them, too, by the way.
Okay.
Hey,
no problem.
Since Clara has her ring in her house coat pocket, does that mean I can just let go and stop looking for it? Like, she has it, and I don't have to feel bad about that anymore? Or should I just keep looking for it?
Oh, don't. Describe how you separated from your ring in the first place.
I can't pinpoint.
See, now, hold on now. So what? You're trying to find this ring. You had this ring or you didn't have this ring?
I did.
You had this ring in your presence.
Yes.
And then you put it away, and now you can't find it.
Well, see, I don't know. That's my questioning. I feel like I put it away and can't find it, and since it isn't actually mine but an heirloom, I feel guilty about that because I put away things and can't find them all the time. That's part of the fun.
Well, you put them in. You don't just put them away. You put them in other worlds. That's why we say it.
You're right, and that's fun for me, and I feel good about that, but I have a kind of a sad feeling about that specific item. I was afraid that someone stole it, and I can't get the core gut.
In her green smock house dress. Yes. You know the one she wore all the time.
Okay. Okay.
No, you're saying okay. If you don't know, say so.
I don't know, but I would imagine that it would be, you know, I mean, then she's comfy if in her house. I mean, I heard about her doll today on her bed, things like that. I'm learning more about her. Does she wear the green smock a lot?
Oh, it's just a house coat.
It's a house coat. So that's, like, to me, like a robe when I wake up.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but it's like a schmuck.
Okay.
That they used to wear all the time. It's seafoam green, for Pete's sake.
Right.
It's the hideous thing you've ever seen in your life. And it's in that pocket, in a tissue, wrapped up in that pocket on the right-hand side, on a pretty deep pocket.
Okay.
Yep. That's where it is.
Okay, and she touched it, and she feels good about it, and I don't need the pressure anymore.
We don't get your pressure. We told you where it is. What more would you like?
Nothing. I guess I'm saying I want to reiterate, thank you. Thank you for telling me.
Well, but you see, but the better question is, as you've come into your place of power, you would know this. And you put it there. Why wouldn't you know that?
I had a vague recollection, or I kind of felt like I did.
Well,
I wanted reassurance because I had kind of a...
I know. So easy. Hold on. Now, that step is done. Now, the next step would be you inanimately move and place things all over the place. You either have to make a legend so you can find it as you're doing it, or you have to get easy about this not knowing where anything is. Because it's almost like a riddled thing for you. You run around finding the most perfect hiding place ever, ever, ever. And it's so significant and wonderful, you can't even find it.
Mm-hmm. I leave it for me that put it there. I know. Yeah.
And you're just mortified that somebody's going to rob you or take it or move it or swipe it.
That's what I'm trying to let go of is that.
We know. And we go, just throw it away to start with. And you don't have to worry about it. The thieves can't get it. Nobody will steal from you if you give it to them. Give it to them.
All right.
They can't steal from you. It's not rape if you're a willing victim, honey.
I say that a lot. That's a good point.
Right. We know. Oh, sorry, but that's not until Dr. Dean goes to bed. So eat, cool your jet, honey. It'll be all right.
Ion, does Temwalk work under Gabriel, Michael, or Lucifer?
Raphael.
I thought that all of them were under one of the first three. So is Raphael under one of them?
No. They're sidebars. The armies are set up that way. You're talking about the references in Revelation 23. Is that the one you're referring to?
Yes, I am.
They're subsets. It's a big position.
In talking with the angels, in Supplement B of Chapter 23, there's all that script that is written out that depicts the angels' language. To make it flow in speaking with the angels, is it better to look at the interpretation, close your eyes, don't even read that script, and let it flow that way? I find myself getting really, really stopped if I try to read the script.
That's because of the bias.
Can you say more about the bias?
Okay, we'll do better than that. Okay, 1 Corinthians 13, chapter 1.
Who is this speaking? Is this Sarah?
It's Cora. It's Cora. 1 Corinthians, what was the chapter?
13, 1.
So I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love. I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing.
What I hear from that is that the communication must come out of that place of love within you. And that's part of what I was saying. If I try to read a script that's pre-written, I can't feel that. It just makes no sense to me. It feels like if I close my eyes and let it flow, it's much better.
Okay. So then what you're talking about is Galatians 1:8.
That even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned?
There you go. If it's not flowing for you, honey, you need to change your song. If it won't flow, then you must change your song. And if the angel that you're speaking is stopping you, then by all means, stop, darling. By all means, stop, darling. By all means, stop, darling. By all means, stop. Oh, you better crank the control of the needle top. Change
That's what I meant. It felt like I feel like I can tune into it when I find that place within me.
You're trying to open the fourth seal. That's what you're trying to do. And they want you to, but you won't. And that's okay.
Can you help me tap into something I need to do? Or I'd really like to do that. I don't want to stop it. I won't. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me understand a way to open my fourth seal?
You're not opening your fourth seal. You're trying to crack the fourth seal.
Can you help me understand the difference between my fourth seal and my fourth seal?
Pale horse, darling, a pale horse. You're trying to loose the pale horse, the fourth seal in the book of Revelation, Revelation 6-7. And we got another cat in here. She has the seals for breakfast. Here you go. You're trying to break the fourth seal. The angel isn't suggesting that you do that, okay? And you want to, but you seem that you can't. So when you start in, say, in verse 7, when the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, come. I looked and behold, an ashen horse, and he who sat on it, whose name was Death, and Hades was following with him. Authority was given to them over the fourth of the earth, to kill with sword and with famine and with pestilence and by the wild beast of the earth. We are all about this as well ourselves as too. However, you don't seem to think it's time. It's certainly all right with us.
Ian, can I do an interview, couple questions with you real quick?
Matthew 27:66, sure.
Matthew 27:66.
That was just the reference for what you were trying to figure out with the other stuff.
Okay, what I was going to say is,
We know what you're going to say. We're ahead of you a little bit. That's okay.
All right. So tell me then. Because
We're not going to tell you. Just proceed. Click, click, click. Let's go.
Seriously, what do people think is cool that in Ion's opinion is just like, what are they thinking? You just don't get it, and they're so stuck on it. What is one example?
Hendiades.
H-E-N-D-I-A-D-Y-S. Hendiades. There's a chapter on it in McLuhan's book, From Cliché to Archetype. It means one by means of two.
One by means of two. You don't understand why people are so caught up with that. Is that the meat of the matter, though?
You question all day long how you have the power to transcend or ascend or come back to God. When you're so powerful as a God, you're able to separate yourself from your power in the first place.
Right.
We find that is astounding. We find that. And every word written, every single word written has to do with you coming back to your place of power. Every single connected junction, verb, tense, diagram, sentence, every language goes you back to you, coming back to you as God. Every level. Every level. Not a conversation that doesn't come back to that. We defy you to come up with one. It'll be fun. We promise. However, you still won't have it.
Hey,
bring up another topic. Go ahead.
Was that you that posted on Trainus? Yes. Okay. So I looked up the words in the NOAA dictionary because we don't understand the question that you asked us. It says, what do you remember the Cirrus did? So I looked up the words, but could you put that in more contemporary words so I can comprehend what you were asking?
Back up a little bit and
all right.
Clear up your asking, because the reason you don't understand is we've answered the question and you're trying to make the perfect question. We've answered it, but go ahead.
Is there something that should be considering about what you're asking?
You found it. Describe it. Read the question again exactly.
All right. The question was, I looked up the words in Noah Webster dictionary.
Yeah, what's Sumerian? How are you spelling the last word?
D-E-N-T-S.
D-E-N-T-S, dense.
Right.
What are you referring to?
Oh, Trina and I were writing to each other on Facebook, and then there was a question, and she said she didn't write it, and she said something about maybe Ion fucking with us. and it has to be Ion, because who else would it be? But I just don't comprehend the question because I don't understand the words in terms of, Sirius, it was like a thin, watery-like way used to that part of the blood which separates and from the grumus or red part. Coagulation.
Coagulation and, well,
actually. Oh, I'm sorry. Not dense. Ding. Wait. Was it ding? Dings? Ding. Was it dings or ding? I don't remember now.
D-E-N-U-S. The cloud, Cirrus Dennis. It's
oh,
the cloud.
Okay,
you were clouding. You were hiding yourself from yourself. And your phatic conversation on your facial book was so ridiculous that you were lost in the clouds. So Cirrus Dennis was your clock.
Oh, okay.
D-E-N-S-U-S.
So Ion, in a past payday, you exclaimed that no one wants to talk about why we asked for the law in the first place, how ridiculous. So let's talk about that. Why did we ask for the law in the first place? Does it have to do with what you were just talking about?
Well, yes, let's do that. You got to ask, though. You got to get to that. It can't just go that way.
Well, why did we ask for the law in the first place?
Romans 13, 1 through 5, Titus 3, verse 1, Romans 2, verse 13, 1 Peter chapter 2, 13 through 17, John chapter 14, verse 21, Galatians 3, 11, Galatians 3, 21, Galatians 5, 22, 23, John 9, 1 through 41, Galatians 3, 1 through 29, Luke 20:25, 1 John 2:4, John 15:10, Matthew 7:23, Galatians 5:4, Acts 2:38, Luke 16:1-31, Matthew 5:17-19, Psalms 1:1-6, Exodus 1:1-22, Revelation 21:27, Revelation 21:8, Jude 1:3, 1 John 2:2, 2 Peter 3:9, Hebrews 11:1-40, 1 Timothy 3:1-16, Galatians 5:14, Romans 9:1-33, Romans 5:12-14, Acts 1:8, Matthew 21:1-51, Matthew 18:1-35, Matthew 7:12, Matthew 7:1-2, Matthew 5:22, Matthew 3:11, Ezekiel 36:27, and then we read you this one. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. Psalm 112:1-3, Romans 3:31, Romans 10:13. That answers your question.
When you read that quote and it had my, that's oneself. One's God's self, when you see the word my.
So is it important to read these in the sequence that you gave?
Yes.
I just got on the call, but it sounds like the Ion I know, he's rattling off. Well, so those are the answers. What was the question?
Oh, it's asking about why have the law. It's about the law, and we ask for the law, and we keep goading you about the lampstands and the law. It's like, well, the better conversation is you created the law, and the law came from you, and you wanted the law, and you wanted the law to be laid down, and you wanted the law. And we get to know why you wanted the law, because it's silly to have a law. There's no reason to have a law. Get rid of the damn law. Get rid of the damn lampstands. Get rid of the law. Open the fourth field and let the fun begin. But
well, hold on a second. You're saying get rid of the, wait, now you're saying get rid of the lampstands?
Yep. If you want to.
That's what he said, Brian.
If you want to.
That's pretty good weight, page 68.
Yeah, whatever. Ain't having no Finnegan's Wake. So are the lampstands and the law, or, I mean, are they
Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. Well, even when you do the Ten Commandments, it's not about things that you're not supposed to do. It's things that you can't do or thou shalt not do. But see, everybody's got it tangled up and thinking, okay, these are laws and these, you know, I mean, they're all engaging in false premises, so to speak, and then they think that these false premises are laws or commandments that you got to abide by, but they have it tangled up, so I don't...
So that's why Matthew 5:17-19 comes into play. Don't think that I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I've not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say unto you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. That's until time on earth is time no more. So what you're saying, Brian, is absolutely correct. Until those things pass, there will be the law. No problem. We still don't like it, but you're right.
You also say that coming back into our power is a correction of an aberration.
Of course. But Revelation 21:27 says, but nothing unclean will ever enter it. nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those
this unclean business, they're talking like unclean of the heart. Is this like circumcision of the heart?
It can be. It can be. Now, that's what happens when you have now, Dr. Dean, we're fixing to talk about the pericardium now. So the fluid around the heart that holds the breast pump going, that keeps the frequency of the pericardial fluid in the meat sac body, in the sac and the sac. Because you remember, the heart's in a sac. The body's in a meat sac, but the heart's in a sac. So the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. So what Brian's asking about now, or fixing to, if he ever gets around to it, is about uncleanness in the pericardium, sometimes called coastal chondritis. It can be, if it's in the bone. But actually what we're talking about is a deviation in the actual flora and fauna of the pericardial fluid. And sometimes it's almost like an amoeba. And what happens is, once you get to the reset, what happens is this uncleanness that can seep in and can cause quite a white knuckle flight is absolutely corrected by your RNA drops.
The heart is in a sac, and then you said the body's in a meat sac. So
The body is a meat sac, and the heart is in a sac. It's the only organ that's separated from you, completely separated from you. It's the only,
separated.
Your toes are attached.
Well, okay.
It's all matter in you, but your heart is in a sac, not in you.
Yeah, actually, that's kind of why they can lift it out and replace it, because it's just in a little package there, all tied up with a little bow, and you just take it out and put a new one in.
Can't they do the same thing with
the blood vessels? Blood vessels go through.
They do.
So when you say heart, are you talking about the blood as well?
No, darling. Your rectum is a part of you, but that which flows through it is not your rectum, is it?
Carol, the heart is not completely not connected. There's a little connection there.
Yeah, I know. But it was the easiest first thing to replace.
They would cut off certain connections to pull it out.
They clamp off the blood vessels and then put one in and reattach.
It's attached, but it's separated from the body.
It's like you take a fetus out and you separate the umbilical cord. There had to be nutrition. But anyway, I just noticed that. I'm not saying it's a rule.
It solves the unclean part that Brian was jumping on, and we cut him off so he wouldn't go the wrong way, so he could actually get somewhere. And so the amoeba that affects, that is an infection that's similar to the coastal chondritis. Do you know that very well?
Well, see, I didn't know there was amoebas inside the fluid and pericardium.
It's the alien blood. Someone earlier, Brian, said that she bled from a nosebleed, and 12 hours later, the blood in the garbage can was still bright red. So we got the blood effect happening.
Well, that
happened. Maybe you could explain that.
We did already. Like when they did.
We'll do it again.
When phlebotomists draw your blood, it's almost ultraviolet now. When they draw your blood, it's a bright. You can blow those little tubes, little pressure tubes.
You mean our blood, Ionette's, or everybody on the planet?
Ascending ones.
Mm-hmm. Ascending ones.
Mm-hmm. Look at your properties of your blood.
When you say the power is in the blood, can you describe the power that's in the blood?
It's the messenger. That is the replicator of your cell strata, so it's carrying the messenger. Remember what they do to the messenger? They kill the messenger, or you're going to kill the blood. It's the blood of the lamb, the marriage supper of the lamb, that you're changing. You're getting rid of that messenger and getting a better messenger.
Now, you're saying the power that's in the blood is the messenger. So what's the messenger that's in the blood?
It's called messenger RNA. It's how it flows into your meat. It's what lets you lay your cross. Remember, the scripture said you're supposed to bear your cross, but then after a while, you're supposed to lay your cross down.
So the messenger RNA is carried into the blood, or is carried by the blood, and that's the information that goes into the cell.
That's why it has to be in the form of amino acids through the lipids. That's why everybody in your planet is trying desperately to get rid of all fat. We think it's wonderful because it's going to be your doom. You must have a lipid system in place in order to...
Well, let's get at the difference between any cell in the body has a lipid outer...
Every cell in the body is affected by the lipids.
Every cell has a lipid system to it.
Within the lymphatic orchestrated body is the one we're referring to, the one that lysine effects. Not effects, effects.
But what I'm getting at is specifically lipids that each cell has versus what you would call a fat cell.
No, see, we don't do the fat cell. We don't do a fat cell. You're saying fat is a different... No, a cell is a cell. It holds fat. It stores fat or it doesn't. But it's not a fat cell to us.
It's not a fat cell to you. So like a red blood cell and a, I don't know what else to call it, a fat cell, there's no difference?
Well, there's not really, but it's the point. One is lean and one is fat. But if you're storing fat, if you're taking calories, which is a heat exchange, and you're having an abundance of it, your body, you are storing that, okay, that layer of what you're calling fat, tallow, grease, whatever you want to call that, that's what your body stores to convert back to sugar, to energy, another day, okay? That's what that's for. Now, you're saying that those cells change and turn into the very thing that's going to make you morbidly obese and going to take your life away from you. Then you become one sinewy piece of fat. And we say, nah, not like that. Once you convert it differently, once your body converts it differently, once your body converts it differently, you're just going to see the shift. Once y'all quit talking about fat and start talking about nutrition or completement, all that's going to change. Then you can watch them do their little workouts and all that stuff, and we don't mind about that. But let's take your meat sack body, Brian. We like your meat sack body. It is just delicious, Brian, because you defy everything that's normal about a body. Have you noticed that?
I defy everything. No. I defy everything that's normal?
Yes. You can't eat what you eat and look the way you look.
I've always said that.
You're asking great questions because you never bought whatever they said, next or last. You never went with the red wine on or off. You never went with the water on or off. You never went with run, don't run. Get up, don't get up. Eat this, don't eat this. If you didn't like it, you didn't eat it. You didn't give a damn either way. And your body's on track to say, hey, what I'm eating has nothing to do with this. And I have a marvelous lymphatic system, which has amino acids that flow in my body. And if I consume more or mass quantities or little or less quantities, depending on what that is, I get the very best of that is me, and I let the rest of it go. And your body responds perfectly. You notice?
As far as perfectly, I don't know, but it responds amazingly well.
You notice your pants are getting short again?
So I'm getting taller?
Again.
Yeah, I'm on my way to my first 7-foot mark.
I know.
Just the first one. But listen, back to the blood, we talk about cancer and a perfect cell and the body attempting to get back to perfection, but cancer shows up, and we kind of got into that. But I wanted to get specifically when we talk about blood, sickle cell anemia, because you made a couple comments a couple different times about in an ascended state, you'll desire or want to get sickle cell anemia or have sickle cell anemia.
You can. The sharp barbs of sickle cell anemia is wonderful because we like the anemia.
You like the anemia.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with foreign bodies or viruses or it'll kill viruses or not allow viruses into the cell.
It's more like an acetone.
So when you say that we want to kill the blood, what's your meaning when you make that statement, to kill the blood?
Andosine triphosphate.
What was before the triphosphate?
Andosine, A-D-E-N-O-S-I-N-E.
And that will kill the blood?
It's for your energy storage.
It's for energy storage. It's not the production of energy.
Oh, proteins? Then it'll be albumin. That's albumin.
What's going to change the albumin?
Alanin.
Change
albumin? A-L-A-N-I-N-E. Alanin.
Alanin.
There was something about the plasma. I was looking into the plasma. Blood plasma.
That would be the ammonia nitrogen.
Well, Carolyn said earlier that our blood was going to have less oxygen down to nothing.
That's right.
Well, you've said that the blood will be supersaturated with carbon dioxide.
Bicarbonate, the buffer.
And the buffer is for?
Bilirubin excretion.
Did you say luminous excretion?
No, bilirubin excretion.
The jasper stone, the precious jasper stone, have anything to do with?
That's biotin. Vitamin H. It synthesizes fatty acid, jasper.
Mm-hmm. Ion, are you saying that the breastplate, it's Kim, the breastplate that the priest used to wear in the temple that had the 12 foundational stones, those are actual amino acids?
Okay. They certainly are. How beautiful. You got that.
Okay,
good.
So.
Please make note. That's wonderful.
Okay, so the lampstand, when you look at it, and it's opened up.
It's not open. The rings and arms don't open. And once the rings and arms open, the standing chandelier or candelabra opens, so the lampstand opens. But that's only at the marriage supper of the Lamb.
So that lampstand is indicative to when that marriage supper of the Lamb occurs. It's not indicative to some technology that we're using right now in our system, or is it like a...
Like an alpha one, like sarin, like alpha one.
Sarin is the chemical? Sarin is in the chemical?
It's a sarin, the alpha one. It's a sarin protease inhibitor. You can't listen to anything, like they know what we're talking about. It's so
No, we don't. We're writing it down so we can play Let's Look It Up later.
Let's look it up. That's a good thing. It's good. It's just full.
Who is that speaking?
That's Kim.
It's non-physical. We're speaking.
Okay. I spent a whole week really looking over all that I could regarding those lampstands. So I take it, what I came to a thought process about them, I take it as no longer important, because I had taken it on the fact that the lampstands opened up looked like strands of DNA. And so we talk about 6 degrees of separation. You have six, the three arms on either side.
Okay, you have a C-peptide. C-peptide's when it's closed. And then the C-reactive proteins when it's open. That's when the plasma is accepting the new information. When the plasma protein changes, that's when all your creatine shifts.
In the middle of the lampstand, is that considered hydrogen? The main?
No, cysteine. Cysteine,
okay.
Amino acid, yes.
You have your base pairs, which is the cysteine, the guanine, I don't know how to say it, guanine. Thymine and adenine, those are your base pairs.
DHE sulfate, DHEA sulfate.
Okay, so these base amino pairs, and then we have 20 other amino acids, correct?
Today or forever?
Well, today. What we know today with the scientific studies we have. You're talking, we're moving into a new time when we will have more than the 20 amino acids. Is that correct?
Well, I thought there was over 100 amino acids already.
There's more than that.
okay, I guess what I'm trying to get to is that the way I looked at it, we have a basic structure. We have the four amino acids.
Beta globulin, the gamma globulin, which one?
Tim, the nucleic acids are the guanine.
That's right.
There are five of those.
Those were considered the basic pair, correct? The building blocks, the foundational blocks, and then building the amino acid chain?
No, nucleic acids build the DNA and RNA. And the amino acids are 22 essential ones. And then all the other spin-offs are non-essential, and the body kind of makes them as needed.
When the hydrogen ion, in a normal little man, its pH is 7.4. When that becomes 2 or less, then you're ascended.
2 or less.
Of what?
pH of hydrogen.
Let's eavesdrop on Corbin.
Hey, Bob, what's going on, man?
We don't know what's going on, Corbin.
Tony Curtis.
We'll rub the windows for a second and get the audio of what we're saying.
Okay.
We'll be calling back here in about 35 minutes, so give us a part. But say hi to James D., Kat, and myself, and Boobo is the goddamn shot caller in the fucking universe. Bitch, okay?
Ion, did you understand
whether we live in chaos, fear, or anxiety, or are we in bliss for the joy of the future?
Bimini. You're in Bimini.
Bermuda.
Isn't it way past your bedtime, Corbin?
There's no bedtime. It's 8 a.m.
Fucking old men. You sound like a bunch of old men. Ion, can you, in the non-physical, how do you guys have sex, man?
Religiously.
Religiously, you have sex in the non-physical?
Absolutely.
Is that how it goes?
We tear it up on the weekends.
I have to ask you, because as you know, it's my job as agency. I have to take people all across the world, deliver currency, guns, drugs, weapons of mass destruction. I've been to Syria and numerous times in the last several years. Human has really gotten to be fucking dangerous. Is that a form of lovemaking, or is like what's getting ready to happen? Oh, yeah, and Kim Jong's song. That guy knows how to party. My hat's off him. He oppressed his whole fucking nation, made them poor as fuck. And when he died, they all cried, oh, we miss you so much, master, and our leader. And they hated him. But if you spit on him, you would be arrested and probably put up for genocide. And anyway, Kim Jong-il, he's got all the binoculars he's looking through. But the binoculars are Ion's version of the kaleidoscope. The kaleidoscope used to be Bill Chamberlain's thing. That was the kaleidoscope. But now it is Ion has brought us a new kaleidoscope. Now, Ion, goddammit, are we going to get rich on this fucking new kaleidoscope or what? Fuck those RNA drugs.
You're not already? And so to answer your question, as long as everybody knows, it's fine.
The lesson we learned there, Ion, is that Corbin knows nothing about Ion. He has 100 questions. We got the Ionettes here. They can't come up with half a question. You know, come on.
Corbin doesn't even know anything.
Ion, are there new activities that I can do that will bring me more joy into my life?
Coitus.
With the RNA drops, I see it affecting my gallbladder and liver quite a bit. Is there something that I should add into the food mix that I'm taking to ease into that, or just relax and allow it away? Or
are you on Realign?
Yes.
Two of them a day?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Lots of protein, lots of water. I'm finding with a lot of people lately, they're doing their Remag and Relight and doing some Realign as well as the RNA drops, and they start feeling dehydrated. And talked about that before. The water is very, very important.
But Carolyn, you say to put salt in it, right?
And use salt as well, but there's something about the Remag and Relight, when they get inside the cells, they pull water in after them and makes people feel dehydrated from what they used to be. So lots of water.
Yeah, I noticed that I just am not very thirsty. I mean, it's almost like I have to.
You're getting enough picoionic magnesium.
But as far as my water intake, it's like I'm just not thirsty. It's almost like
we know you're ahead of it. Just come. We can say, okay, are you bragging or complaining? You're doing fine. Just don't worry about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You're different. And you're fine.
Log and splinter.
And this has to do with a question specific. It's two parts about the three cheeses that you talked about. They're all three intermixed in the words we have in the scripture, correct? Their lives?
They are. From the temple to the wedding, from the wedding to the temple to Hedron's temple, the rebuilding of the temples. The temples are the explanation of the different temples. Hedron's temple are the three examples of the three Jesuses that are parallel to the scriptures. And you know that. That's how you keep them separate.
When they were born, was their given name Jesus? Was that a name given? Okay, so their actual given name was Jesus, and then we call them Christ.
The anointed.
Right.
Well, hold on a second. Were all three of the Jesuses born, or just one of them born?
Were they all anointed?
That's a good question, because two of them are still alive, so they never died, so maybe they weren't born.
Okay, so they'd be like Melchizedek, with the beginning and ending of days?
So were all three of the Jesuses born? Did they come forth as if by birth?
Well, then you got to get back down to what do you mean when you say born?
I mean, it's a false premise. I mean, because if we're going to talk about eternity, the whole
woman? Through a vagina of a woman?
We could simplify it to the third Jesus, because the story with the third Jesus, that he was born from the Virgin Mary. But according to you, Ion, Mary wasn't no virgin.
Right, she wasn't.
And that was part of my question, because you said that the third Jesus was part angel and part human God. And the question I had is, if that is so, and he was crucified, and the veil was rent at that crucifixion, was that veil rent because there was a reconciliation of the two, like the angel?
No, it was not. It was because of the ascension.
So he ascended.
He had to. If he didn't ascend, that you wouldn't make it back. He had to ascend so you'd know how to get back.
Explain that. He had to ascend so we could make it back. Are you talking about a man that ascended to leave us clues? Or is this a reference that happens inside the meat sack body as one ascends? Or is it a both and?
It's also and as well as, right? It's always going to be both and from now on, right?
It has to
be.
We're
working with parallels, right? It's all
parallels. You are, right.
The more you propose,
okay,
the more you
so to be clear, when you're saying that Jesus had to ascend or we're all just fucked, you're talking about a physical process that's happening inside the physical body. That has to happen inside the physical body or you're fucked.
No.
Well, now, hold on now. That seems a bit cut and dry, doesn't it?
Isn't it cut and dry? I mean,
could it be understood kind of like a scuba suit?
And you're trying to figure out how to get out of the scuba suit, and you can't get out of it, and everything you do still leaves you in the scuba suit. And if you get out of the scuba suit, you can be back in your regular body, your God self, and so you're covered up in this sticky, icky little man suit. You're trying to get out of the little man. Yes, that's what William Belly was trying to show you how to do.
Okay, so what are you talking about, Sarah? I don't even know. What were you talking about?
Yeah.
Let's take the Easter parable, and let's say so Jesus ascended. After the crucifixion, Magdalene came, and she's, like, crying, and she's like, duh, and the guy's like, hey, what's wrong? And she looks up straight at him, and it's just like, they've taken my master. She's so heartbroken. And he's like, don't you know that I'm him? She was, oh, yeah, you are. And I'm wondering, is that because Jesus ascended, and then when became whole, came back, the form appears totally different. And could I understand that in the same way that I can't go underwater or, okay, quote-unquote, for hypothetical reasons, I can't sustain underwater without a scuba suit on, but I come up in America land life, I don't need a scuba suit. Does that in any way compensate for more than one Jesus? Or is that how our bodies will completely transform like that?
Yeah. And which JW is this that we're talking through?
Four.
Four. That's rare. Four. Who? Are you the same guy as an hour ago?
Yeah. No. Nobody wants him. It's fucking lowest common denominator. Fucking scum.
It's Corbin. Let's listen to Corbin for a minute.
Hey, Bob. Kat and I are here.
How you doing?
Kat,
how does your intelligence feel like, as far as like reality versus perception? Like, how does that?
If the world would only build temples to machinery in the abstract, then everything would be perfect. The painter and the sculptor would have plenty to do and could, in complete peace, be suitably honored, pursue their trade without further trouble.
Because they would need each other. They could need each other.
Well, that's Wyndham Lewis. Percy.
They could work together.
He's saying that Wyndham Lewis' first name, Percy. Yes, okay. Just pointing out that Ian's accurate, Percy Wyndham Lewis. Go ahead, Cap. What are you saying?
I just want to know perception. Like, you know, you hear about people going to certain countries and taking certain herbal hallucinogenics and becoming more like more open minded and expanding their minds, and I mean is moving into a different entity or a different realm of life and being able to still converse. Does that, I mean, do you find things silly? Do you find that you're
dropping a tab of acid in the hallucin brown or otherwise? You go into a psychotropic shift in the way your mind processes information, which may they call it a trip or two trip, or we say tripping, okay? So in the tripping process, your mind, it's going so fast, you can't keep up with you. And so therefore, you outthink your mind in a high state of euphoric bliss, we hope, can be a nasty trip as well, but a good trip, you think faster than your mind is allowed to process. So therefore, you get the psychotropic, psychedelic feeling of euphoria, because it's going faster than you can keep up with, as you say. That allows your mind to do things that it does already anyway, but you don't fight against it. So the part of being high or out of yourself or tripping or shrooming or whatever thing you want to call that thing you're talking about is where you get out of your mind. And we always say, wonderful, this is not a thinking man's game. Therefore, think ye not. Makes it simple. Almost anything that can be praised or advocated can be put to some disgusting use. There's no principle, however immaculate, that has not had its compromising manipulator.
I still feel the question of, do you feel a different type of IQ or a different type of, like, intelligence that is maybe so simple to see for you and not for us because you've expanded or you've moved on to a different, a better, or maybe, I don't know, a different space.
Men were only made into men with great difficulty. Even in a primitive society, the male is not naturally a man any more than a woman. He has to be propped up into that position with some ingenuity, and is always likely to collapse.
Aaron, check this out, man. Now, I asked you last week, the Big Bang Theory, everything happened one gigantic orgasmic explosion of the universe in a quantrasecond, and you said that it didn't happen because time does not exist. Now, if time does not exist, what do you spend your days doing? What do you emit?
Revolution today is taken for granted, and in consequence becomes rather dull.
That's a quote from The Art of Being Ruled.
The art is being ruled, but revolution, you say you want a revolution, they say number 9, 33, 33, 66, 6, 7, 7, 7, 7, 1, 4, 8, 8, 8, 9, 9, 9, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 4, pi, which is basically 314.278. 3.1415926. You cut me off, you fucking dick. You complain that it disappeared. Listen to what I'm telling. Okay, the Boeing 77, it's a different triangulation. The Bermuda Triangle has been moved to a different part of the Indian Ocean. Do you disagree with that, Ion?
No.
So my information is correct.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? K.O., I'm going to knock you out, bitch. The fuck do you think, man? God damn, you talking boobo. The shotgun of the motherfucking universe. What the fuck is going on here? You motherfuckers are crazy as fuck. Okay.
Showing off for the kids. For the girls.
The cat gets a big kick out of Corbin's routine.
Corbin's crazy. I just got to rein him in sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
I love her, man.
Yeah,
she's
you
fucking
ask,
the
you
most
ask
beautiful.
You ask Guy on something.
Cat. Ask him why you're experiencing chaos.
I know why I'm experiencing because I grew up with chaos, and I think that it's something that you get used to. If you grow up with chaos, it's something that you get used to, and if you don't get it naturally, you cause it yourself. Because it, as a child, when you grow up with chaos, you don't know anything different. That's why I cause chaos, and that's the truth. I mean, that's in books.
And William S. Burroughs was Illuminati's Thanatos, Church of Chaos.
He who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps perpetrate it. He who accepts evil without protesting against it is really cooperating with it.
Wyndham Lewis.
No, Martin Luther King Jr. Come on, Billy.
It's Wendy again. A few shows ago, you mentioned the line of Seth, and now I am wondering, because the blood is so important, is there something to do with the bloodline in Seth?
No, darling, it's just getting you back to God.
Is it Set or Seth, or are they the same?
Seth. Third son of Adam and Eve, the brother of Cain and Abel.
Was Seth the biological son of the same Adam that fathered Cain and Abel?
Yes. And his wife was Azura, who had Enos, E-N-O-S.
Was his wife human?
Sure, Azura, yeah.
Why do you favor Seth? What do you like about Seth? What's special about
Seth? He made it.
I see.
who was Enos's grandfather.
He was the father of Noah.
Noah?
Grandfather of Noah.
Yes, now you're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about Cain and Abel, and they didn't do shit.
And Cain and Abel was from Adam, right? It wasn't from an angel and Eve.
Yeah, they all were from Adam and Eve. Who are the children of Lilith and Adam? Are they named?
No.
Did they have children?
Yes.
That caused the consternation. That was the mixture of angel and Sephirim, whatever they're called, and human. That's what caused the flood.
Yeah. There's a big meme out there that Eve, when she ate of the tree of knowledge and the whole serpent deal, that she, like Mary, was had sex with an angel instead of Adam when she conceived Cain.
But that's not true? Is that what you said, Ion, earlier, that... Because Adam is the true father of Cain as well as Seth and Abel. So Eve didn't have sex with the angel?
Eve did not, no.
So the importance of Seth was that he made it.
He ascended. So did he get kicked out of the Garden of Eden?
No, he did not.
He stayed there.
Is that because he hasn't been there yet? That hasn't happened yet? He will be kicked out?
He won't get kicked out, no. All this is done in Genesis 5, if anybody cares.
Is Seth talked about in later parts of the first few books of the
Bible? Well, he said that the dragon in 12 was Seth, and the dragon got cast down, so...
And he did. He fell. He certainly did cast down. He certainly did fall.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So,
hey, Brian, are you talking about Seth or the dragon fell?
Both. They're the same. Same thing. Seth is the dragon.
Wait.
Is Seth the dragon, Ion?
He is.
He fell. Seth fell out of the Garden of Eden.
No, it's not fell out of the Garden of Eden. He fell from God.
Like
but
we all
stayed in the Garden of Eden. Did he stay in the Garden of Eden?
No. Cain killed Abel.
All the days of Seth were 900.
And then Cain went to Nod.
Inking, blinking, and nod.
But Seth stayed home.
Yeah, and this little piggy went to market.
I know. Wee, 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 wee. Yes. Yes, wee, 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 all the way home.
You just said that Seth made it. Did Seth make it back to God?
He did.
You made the statement that no one has fallen and then made it back to God, but now you're saying Seth did.
Yes, they have. Jesus did. He ascended. That's your whole point. Lots of folks are back to God. Lots of folks are back to God. In the process that you're talking about, you're trying to, but you're doing well. You're doing fine because you're still God. You just don't know it. You can't let yourself figure that out.
Okay, so that's fine. But you have said that no one or no little man, back then it was little man, has separated himself from God and then made it back. But now we have Seth, Jesus, and you're saying there's been many.
Yeah.
Well, but was Jesus the first to, quote, unquote, do that? Or did he survive?
Enoch was the first one.
Okay.
Right.
Yes,
he's still alive.
Where is Seth hanging out, if there's any particular place he likes to be?
Belgium.
What's particular there? He spent a lot of centuries there. You know, it's like his longest place. Is that what
just fun.
He likes Belgium.
At birth, was it I who exhaled my own soul into my own meat sack?
As you exhaled your soul connected, or we say reconnected, back with you. Yes. The soul connects to you. You don't connect to the soul. You don't know you need a soul, because before you're born, you don't need a soul. There are no unrealized creations before you're born. Do you see? So you need a stenographer to keep track of what's realized and what's unrealized. As you exhale, then your soul connects to you. That moment.
Who asked that question?
Cora.
Yeah, Zalex. We had a extensive ultrasound yesterday, and we'd like some insights on what is going on. My wife is showing all the signs of pregnancy, but the ultrasound just didn't pick up the information. I just couldn't pick up any sounds on it.
Does she want to be?
Yes, she wants to be, yes.
She better hurry.
Oh, okay.
And now this trying stuff doesn't work. You know this, right?
Yes.
Are you talking about she better hurry up because of the closing of the womb?
Yes. So here's how this works. Forget about all that they said do. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Forget about all that. Forget every bit of that. The only way she will ever conceive is to get out of the way of it. Does she sort of dig at you?
Yeah.
Is that Rebecca, okay. Alex?
Yeah, that's Rebecca.
Now, here's all you got to do. Start eating. Eat. Gain 20 pounds. Okay? Don't do anything else. Gain 20 pounds and come back and we'll tell you what to do next.
All right. Sounds good. We'll do that.
You said many times that conception begins with arousal. Can you explain arousal, your meaning of arousal?
Oh, yeah, when T.T. stands up and salutes. He says, hey, y'all, how you doing?
That's where it begins, and then after the arousal, or at some point you got to gain, or in this case, this Alex has to gain 20 pounds?
No, Alex does it, but Rebecca does.
Okay. Do ascended women give birth?
No, they do not. And that's the point. The womb is closing. And if she wants a child, she can have a baby. No question about it. But hurry.
I see.
And when we say hurry, we say forget about it. Just get busy. Eat. Get busy. Focus on gaining 20 pounds. Because what you're going to find is it's going to be very, very difficult to gain 20 pounds. Everybody fights to lose weight. Try to gain it. Try to gain it. Try. You think?
Ion, can we talk a little about agriculture? I would like to ask you if you have anything to say to farmers, landscapers, growers, because if we listen to what you're saying, nature around us is going to change rather drastically.
Photosynthesis is going to change. With oxygen, the thing that kept your planet from flourishing is oxygen. You've got it all backwards. You think oxygen is what makes everything wonderful. No, oxygen is what rots everything. It's an oxidizer. It destroys the phylum, as it were. That's why in your very, very warm, arid jungle regions, everything flourishes so much is because you have so much carbon. You have so much carbon, it almost overtakes it. You can get in the bush, in the jungle, and sometimes it gets so steepy, it's like you just can't breathe. It's because there's not as much oxygen.
Yeah.
It fights it away, pushes it away. So anything you're planting, growing, doing, just know that it's going to change. So the way even seeds are propagated is going to change. Everything is a hydrogen-based reality now. More and more and more and more.
Mm-hmm. So iron, RNA drops in gardening is the best thing to supplement your gardening with? Would you agree with that?
No. You don't supplement your garden. That's not for your garden. That's for you.
People find that the drops do have interesting effects on their plants, though.
They certainly do, but that's just because it lines up with where the world is going, not where it is. We're going to start converting deserts back into lush green spaces. You'll see. It's going to be so much fun.
Also said the other day, don't fuck with nature.
Mother Nature.
Mother Nature, yeah. And much of our coexistence, or whatever we call it, has been to dominate nature.
What you try to do is you try desperately to overtake it. And you haven't so far, like we say, if you could have destroyed this earth, you would have many times.
Are there better ways for us to cooperate? The other day you also told me, just forget about it, just be happy about nature.
Yes, enjoy the part, because it's changing. Now listen, you think you're having some radical effect on nature. You're not. Nature is affecting you. Nature's affecting you. You're not affecting nature at all. All the weeding and gardening and chopping and planting and moving and fetching and putting and stowing and all that is nothing. It's nothing. So find the parts of nature that you enjoy. Surround yourself with those parts. Do whatever action you choose or like to do, but just know you're not growing that seed. That seed's growing you. Let it flow. If it does something different, note the difference. If you like it, do some more of it. If you don't, dig it up. But again, don't plant perennials if you don't want to see them next year.
I love perennials, though.
You dig? They're wonderful because they come back next year. You don't have to do a thing. That's the way you should garden.
And in the long run, this also has to do with food, or what we think is food. 2 or 3 weeks ago, we talked about the lamb shank, and you asked us to go into it very chemically, and it sounds as if we should maybe prepare to forget the whole idea about food and maybe just take a bag of fertilizers.
The only reason we say eat now is because it's something to do.
Okay.
We don't suggest you eat for any other reason. If you're eating for nutrition, how ridiculous.
No, I'm talking about farmers, you know. Much of their work, the whole thing they do, has to do with the working with nature, and of course they will have to get around to do something else. And it's going to be a long stretch in the head. Are we to prepare for really eating different things than what we think is food?
Okay, what if you were Noah? And you were asking us this question. You say, Ion, hey, how you, how's your mama name? How's everything doing? You doing all right? Yeah, it's fine. Hey, I was wondering, what do you think I really should be working on to subdue the earth and the world? Knowing what we know, okay, he was being the last, the tenth of the last pre-flood patriarchs, he now comes into a place where he absolutely can know the world as we know it. And yet, after, in First Chronicles, it's all washed away. Describe the way you just, you would, you're asking of the same thing we'd say to Noah. Okay? What a change.
We'll sit in the boat then.
Well, it's not about the boat. It's not about the boat. It's just that it's going to change.
Change it.
Change. It's going to change. Pre-flood patriarchs, okay, and post-ascended gods.
Everything is going to be different. So you tell us to actually just go and sit in nature where we like the nature as it is now.
Forget all that. Don't do any of that. Do it as something else. Do this. Find the kind of gardening things you like. Only do those things. If it comes up and you like it, do some more. If you don't, dash it. Chop it down and throw it in the fire. If your bushes do not bear fruit, curse them and have them chopped down. Only have fruit-bearing trees that you like. If you don't like persimmons, do not plant a persimmon tree.
I'm looking forward to the day when we can. When we can grow them here.
You can now.
We can now?
Of course you can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll plant one today.
It's a great day. Just get busy. If you were busy farming, you wouldn't have time to be asking these questions. You'd be busy pleasing and bloodying yourself. Mm-hmm. We say go with it. Go with it. Go with it. Just keep doing. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what anybody says. Don't worry about anything. Follow your bliss. And if you want to do whatever you want to do, do that. And all of a sudden this big thing will come in and you'll be going, wow, I was doing this all along and I didn't even notice.
Ion, since we're talking about agriculture, could you give me a refresher on that whole topic of Cain being the tiller or worker of ground and Abel was I don't know, what was Abel, the shepherd, or he would bring his first yearling offering?
One was grain, the other was meat. Okay, so the short version, Cain is a crop farmer. His younger brother, Abel, is a shepherd.
Okay.
Cain was the first human born. And Cain committed the first murder by killing his brother.
He was the first human born, and he was the first
murderer.
One to... Isn't that a false premise, to be a murderer?
It is, but it lays out how powerful you are. That's why we don't talk about either one of them. We talk about death.
There's references of there being two different seed lines, the seed line of Cain and the seed line of Seth. If they're both from Adam and Eve, I don't get what the difference would be between the two seed lines.
Would it
be the wives?
Then the question comes, where do they get their wives? But that's another conversation. So that's where Lilith comes in. That's where that hooks up, Dad.
So the two seed lines come in with because of Lilith?
Yes.
And that would be the Cain side?
Well, yeah, because Abel got whacked. He got caught.
Well, no, I'm talking about Seth, between Cain and Seth, the line of Seth and the line of Cain.
Mm-hmm.
Lilith comes in on the Cain side, and then I think you just mentioned who...
Hey, Brian, Cain leaves and he goes to another area, so he married one of those hybrids. Is that true, Lion?
He
married a...
That's right.
Seth doesn't.
So Cain goes to Nod, but where does Lilith come in? Is Lilith the hybrid you're speaking of, Bob?
That's the mother of Cain's wife.
Lilith is the mother of Cain's wife.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
The two different seed lines. Okay.
Yeah.
What is it about the third Jesus, Brian? Third Jesus was born of a mixed mother or...
An angel and Mary. Mary had sex with an angel, so... The third Jesus was a half-breed, a Nephilim.
He was part of the seed line of Cain, Ion?
Yeah.
Third Jesus comes out of Cain. No wonder he was doomed.
No, wait a minute. He wasn't doomed because, see, he just...
Yeah, he
Ion just
it.
Said that...
He overcame
Ion
it, I know.
Right, he says because of his ascension, specifically what's mentioned is the 40 days of Jesus' ascension. Is the ascension of Seth and the ascension of Enoch, is it the same process as the third Jesus, or is it different?
No. Listen. Go back to Genesis 4:10 through 4:12. And this is after the murder had taken place. This is that brother's keeper bullshit. If you offer property, but divide it improperly, have you not sinned? Be still. To you shall he submit. And you shall rule over him. That was 5. Later in the narrative, God asked Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? Cain replied, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cried unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive my brother's blood from thy hand. Where thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth. The blood cried out from the ground.
That statement, the blood crying out from the ground, what's that represent?
RNA drops going back into the body.
Oh, okay, so that phrase, the blood crying out from the ground, is the RNA drops going back to the body. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, it's reversed. The blood going into the ground, you're now putting the ground back into the blood.
Because your body came from the ground?
Abel's blood went to the ground, and the ground cried out. Now what you're doing is, with the RNA drops, you're presently putting the ground back into your blood. It's reversed.
The RNA drops. Is that the ground or the blood?
It would be the representation of the ground.
So the RNA drops are the representation of the ground that we're putting back in our blood.
Some people say the RNA drops call out to them. It's
so
like
the
ground calls.
The drops come from the dirt.
We say earth. We don't say dirt.
Well, in one of the Genesis recordings, you talk about the role of dirt.
Yeah.
Or dust. Not dirt, dust. The dust. The RNA drops is the dust.
Yeah.
Remember that, Brian? The dust?
See, that makes sense what he's saying now, because he made the statement that it was the dust See, that's where the separation of power happened. When Ion made the statement that it was the dust that separated us from our power, and it will be the dust that gets us back into our place of power. And then he says that's RNA drops. But I didn't get it out of Genesis. When we went through Genesis and he was talking about Cain and Abel, and he talked about Abel's blood crying out, or, you know, the blood and the dirt, that whole reference, I had no idea that had to do with the RNA drops until
now.
Well,
you wouldn't.
And I think that you've said in the past that the people who are hybrids can also be corrected through the RNA drop.
Yes.
So is that what getting rid of the Rh negative factor is?
Yes, good.
So we remove the Rh negative factor, that hybrid part of those people is no longer a problem.
Okay, are you saying that Ion, that the Rh factor is due to the mixture of the angel and the human Lilith line?
Oh, no.
No.
Where it comes from is the Nephilim.
Rh factor does come from the Nephilim.
And Ion, we were taught the only two times that word is actually used, we were taught the Nephilim are something to be feared and not of good character, and it's what caused the fuss. But where you're seeing also the third Jesus was half that component. Is that the same thing?
If you're talking about Genesis 6, 1 through 5, the difference between sons of man and sons of God, yes?
Okay, because it says the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful and came down unto them, which was supposed to be forbidden. So are the sons of God ascended? Or are they a different part of the angelic kingdom?
They're a different part there. They would fall in almost the category of a watcher. Bob's going to perk up over that one. They're not. But it would be that category.
They're not Nephilim and Nephilim.
They are, but it's a separate category. Numbers 13:33. Get there.
How is the Rh factor from them, but not due to the mixture?
It's not due to the mixture. It's a little man's estate, Rh positive and Rh negative. The Rh is a little man's statue.
Something to do with the Nephilim and Seraphim?
No.
You seem to be saying that. I mean, Kim starts off saying the Rh factor is connected to the angelic mixture with humans.
And it's not the angelic mixture. The angels, the Nephilim, the Seraphim, and the Nephilim have everything to do with it, but it's not causing it. So it's not going to undo it. You can't unfuck an angel and get rid of your Rh factor.
I have Numbers 13:33.
Okay, go ahead.
It says, and there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which comes of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight.
Genesis 7:1.
So the giants, are they the sons and daughters of the product of the mating between the sons of God and the daughters of men?
Yes, especially in New Jersey.
Yeah, around Ong's hat.
Yeah, Anaki is part of the Nephilim. In the land of Canaan, just past the River Jordan, that's where David found the giants in the promised land in Canaan. That's where they came from.
What are the daughters of men? Those are daughters of men. The sons of God.
First Chronicles 24:8.
The definition of sons of God in this context, daughters of men, is that the angels? Are they the sons of God?
Yeah.
In that famous thing that you read, the sons of God are not sons of me or you or God. They're the sons of Nephilim.
We say yes, but then if you get down to 2 Peter and Jude, then you're questioning the sons of God in Genesis 6 aren't fallen angels. Who are Peter and Jude referring to?
Who are they referring to if they're not fallen angels?
Well, now you're getting somewhere. Lord, suffering cats, y'all bought... Oh, meow, 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 meow. Oh, sorry. Bob is actually getting somewhere. Bob's actually getting somewhere. Now, we reckon reference to Peter and Jude. commandments, but that's the Nephilim. They rule the world, but all of mankind only. Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Genesis 6:8. We agree. Good. We're agreeing with ourselves now. That's all we're down to. But now what you're coming back to is if this is a demonic activity and it's recorded, then you got to have evidence of that possession even today. If that's the case of where you slip, this is post-flood, okay, then Peter and Jude could be citing God's judgment of sin in the past days, whether sin be with angels and a warning that God will judge to sin against, okay? And then if you come back into that and swap up the Jesuses into that particular situation, which apparently you should be able to do, then as a sinner, a less than, separating yourself, coming into that step place, you would be a step god. If you're involved with the angelic being, you'd become a step god. John 1:12.
Yeah, stop quoting the Bible. Let's find out what you've said so far.
We're not going to. You had in all these years, what makes us think you're going to start now?
Well, you do. I just have to go fine and you stop. Fine. That's the original hit.
That's old school. You said don't do old school anymore. You said only new stuff. Only new and exciting, invigorating things. We can do this in the wake if you prefer.
Yeah, do
no.
that in the wake.
No. We do not prefer. We do not prefer the wake.
That's the only thing that actually makes Brian's blood boil and makes his flesh fall off his bone. Yes.
Okay, so figure out what he just said.
Well, what he just said was that was the sons of...
The sons of Anarchy.
It was the stepsons of God, right? You finally got it down.
Yeah,
it was
would be a representation of what you'd call a step god.
Ian said we got to a new place here, Brian. What did we learn? Palmer.
Peter and Jude. Palmer, you found out what Peter and 2 Peter and Jude was referring to when they were talking about the manifested sons of God.
What were they talking about?
Yeah, they were referring to that.
They are.
They're also the giants. That's where they came from. We got all that. That's old school. But
so you're saying the angels, the Anaki angels, produced the step god?
No, Bob. See, we work and we clean. We try to keep a clean house, and what do we get?
The only thing I got from it, Bob, was that it was even though they're talking about the same thing, our sons of God and Jude and whatever their reference was, it was very different from the reference in Genesis.
Right. There's a later phase. This is after the flood. The Evergreen said that about 6,000 BC was the last time the UFOs interacted with man. Until our time. So it sounds like a parallel to that.
So but it doesn't really matter. Ian, does any of that matter? Because, at least for those of us on the RNA drops, because our blood's being cleaned up and...
It's being gleaned.
The wheat and the chaff, is that referring to that verse? That this is what's happening?
It is.
Are you serious?
Gleaned. We are very serious. It's
time
to remove those
things. We're very serious.
Serious. We're serious. We're serious.
Are you serious, Kim?
We're serious. We're serious demons. We're clouds. We're serious.
Are you serious, Kim? You're going to have to forget everything you ever learned from that fucking cult you were in.
Okay.
So, Kim, explain your revelation of what you just got from what Ion was saying, and you were, I think you, what did you say, the chaff?
In Revelation, where the angel of the Lord brings a sickle, and Ion talked about J.W. pining, about he's been pining about saving people, but it's time for the weeds and the chaff to be separated. You know, it's the time. We're now being separated.
Now, did you say weeds? What did you say?
Weeds. The weeds.
Is that the same as the, what do they call it, the tares in the wheat?
There we go, the tares in the wheat. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what RNA drops are doing?
Are we separating chaff and wheat? Does that apply to today, Ion?
It does. Some call it redeemed. We call it reset. Deuteronomy 22:22-23. That works.
Yeah, it's in Matthew 13:24-30.
It's the parable of the wheat and the tares. And it's the one, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. And when the man slept, his enemy came, sowed tares among the wheat, and went away. So he put wheat seed among the wheat.
And you became a little man.
Okay, and it's, so you're helping us because we have the lost ability to figure out how to do this, correct? So you've actually come here to help us through this because we weren't able to do this.
For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith, and the law is not faith, but the man doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath reset us from the curse of the law, being made of a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that is blessed of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that me might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 22 and 23.
And that comes to now. That's now that...
Now, you should see that, but now what you're talking about is Galatians.
To take Kim's tack, you're lifting the curse that quote refers to.
That's right. Galatians 3, and start about 6. Well, you can even go to 10. Either way.
How many fundamentalist Christians are listening right now to our show and taping this and noting that you're a demon and this is blasphemous talk?
Well, we hope all of them think that. That's good. We hope all, because if they would find out what that really is, they could come back to God. See, everybody's so running around, they're so heavenly minded that they're no earthly good. You came forth in the image of Christ. And if anything we can do, you can call us anything you want to. Many have. Call us anything you want to. But at the end of the day, if it brings you back to God, we'll do that. We'll do that.
But
Jesus hung on a cross and died, ascended, and came back for you. And you didn't bother to notice that either. So,
hey. Right. But you're violating, from their dogma, you're violating the one point. We are not God. That's what.
Yes, you are. Without Jesus, then Jesus didn't need to ascend. Then there is no salvation. Then there is no bridegroom. Then there is no marriage supper of the Lamb. Then there is no angelic force that's going to be sated and made whole. There is no dark soul then, if that's the case. There is no place where it all gentrifies and comes together. Then you're screwed and it'll be over for you soon. So do whatever you want to do.
That's a good response. I've never heard that response like that. If those that push against this whole thing of them being God, and then you say, well, if you're not God, then that whole spiel you just went through was new material.
Jesus said, these things I've done on this earth, you'll do and greater things. We are astounded. We have folks who have raised those from the dead, documented. They're still here. We have that. It's called the Lazarus Project. We have that. No big whoop.
Seth's ascension, was it similar to Jesus? Was it the same as Jesus?
No, it was not.
There's not an archetypal ascension that Sheila's painting shows, the archetypal process. Everybody goes through the same process. You're saying that's not fact?
Genesis 15.
Is Genesis 15 going to speak of this ascension process?
Yes.
For which one, Seth or Jesus?
Both.
Is it individual, the ascension, or does the collective archetypal, everybody goes through the
covenant with Abram?
Which verse, Ion? I have Genesis 15.
Start with one.
After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer or of Damascus? And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed. And lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees.
Mm-hmm.
To give thee this land to inherit it.
So there you get a piece of the earth. So there you get a piece of the earth. I am the Lord that brought thee out of the Ur of the Chaldees. I am. This is Abram speaking. Do you see?
That doesn't answer the archetype question.
Then let's confirm his promises. Go to Abram.
Shit. Hey, Wendy, don't do this. We used to do this in rewrite. We ended up going for fucking hours going nowhere with Bible quotes. It's all a big distraction. Answer the question, Ion. Is it archetypal, the same for everybody, or is it individual, or is it a both, or you can't say and you don't know?
Well, Ion's always said it's been an individual process. So, and if the ascension process was different between Seth and Jesus, that tells me that it can be different for everybody. Or it can be the same. It doesn't matter as long as you get back.
Well, Brian,
who do you connect, lazy and gentlemen? The echo is where in the back of the woods calleth him forth.
Thank you. Little Fingin's weight clarifies everything, Brian.
Great one.
Brian, I have a question about in Genesis 17, when Abram goes to Abraham, they're changing his name, and the same with Sarah. They add an H to each of their names. What's the shift that's going on?
The next layer, it's so you can keep track of them.
Did you get anything out of what Wendy read, Brian?
I got the confirming again about the earth, that what we said earlier about the blood being in the earth, now the earth is coming back to us.
Well, it's about us again. It's always about us. It's about Iondom. You realize the Bible is about Iondom? Everything it leads to now?
The only reason you wrote the Bible is so you can find your way back by canceling by leaving the breadcrumbs to get you back home. We're just trying to get you back to God. That's the only thing we're trying to do. You persecute, you run around here, you don't know where you are, you can't find anything, you don't know nothing, you can't get nowhere, and you spend your whole life. Every pile of money you can get yourself up with, you burn it up in a furnace. And you turn around and you wonder where you get a furnace. And you turn around and you try to fight, push, push, push. This is mine. I want this. Meow. And on and on. And there you go. And you don't get anywhere. You spin and you twirl. And you go, how did I get myself in this mess? And you don't know more than get out of that one mess. You jump right into the next damn mess. You go make the next disaster that you walk into and just destroy everything and tear it all asunder. Then you start rebuilding it again. Then you come back and go, why am I here? What am I here for? Why did I do this for? Who am I? Who am I that a king should die for me? Who am I? Then you come back and then all of a sudden, well, it's so simple. It's right there. Everything you bump into, every piece of media ecology, every meme that's ever been laid brings you back to your place as God, or it doesn't go at all. Everyone does that.
Are you trying to tell me, Ion, trying to tell me that I wrote the Bible?
Nike said, just do it. We do too.
Did I do that when I wrote the Bible?
Yeah, of course, Bob. Bless your heart. You wrote it, but we're glad you didn't read it, but you wrote it. That's right.